Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Ayin, Shabbos 70. On the bottom of Ayin, Amud Aleph on 70A, with our Gemara cites a quotation from our Mishnah, that our Mishnah says that somebody who knows that it is Shabbos and he does a lot of prohibited activities, he does a lot of malachos on many different Shabbos, and he didn't know that these prohibited activities are actually prohibited, then our Mishnah had stated, Chayev al kol malacha v'alacha, that he's liable to bring a sin offering for each and every prohibited activity that he does. So the Gemara says, why does he have to bring a sin offering for each and every activity that he violated, for each and every prohibition? Chiluk malachas menoan. From where, what's the source for this idea that he has to bring a chatas for each and everything that he did, even if he only did all of them with one idea that it was not, that it, he forgot the idea that it wasn't allowed to be done? We know that with respect to, let's say, if a person eats in the same food item which contains blood, which is prohibited, and chalav, that's prohibited, that the person would have to bring two chatos, because those are two separate prohibitions. But all the prohibitions on Shabbos fall under the rubric of lo ta'aseh kol melacha, that you're not allowed to do this prohibited activity. So why does he have to bring a separate sin offering for every violation that occurs? So says Shmuel, Amar Kra, this is based upon a verse. And what is the verse? It states, Michaleha Mosumas. It says in Exodus 31, verse 14, that those who violate the Shabbos shall be put to death. And from the fact that it says he shall be put to death, we learn from here that the Torah, HaTorah Ribta Misos Harbe Achil Echad, that the Torah said that there are many deaths for one violation. And so therefore, even though a person did all these prohibitions with one Ha'elam, with one forgetting about this concept of Shabbos, about all these things being prohibited, nevertheless, he has to bring a sin offering for each one. So the Gemara says, yeah, but Michaleh Mosimas Haibim Mezikziv. This verse is written with respect to somebody who intentionally violates the Shabbos, who's liable for skila, for stoning. How can we learn from here for somebody who does it accidentally, that he didn't know about it, and he's going to have to bring a sin offering for each one? So the Gemara says, Meino Inyon Lameis it, since it doesn't apply to one who violates it on Shabbos, because for respect to Shabbos, kol oseh melach yumas. The verse states in Exodus 35, 2, whoever does any prohibited activity will be put to death. Therefore, we don't need another verse to tell us this about somebody who does it accidentally, achatas. So therefore, since we don't need another verse to tell us about it, someone does it purposely, we can apply it to one who does it accidentally. Tineu inyon l'shogeg. We apply it to one who does it accidentally. If that's the case, what does it mean when it says he shall die? Because obviously somebody who does a sin accidentally is not put to death. So if that's the case, what does it mean shall die? You must be mamon, that he dies with money, meaning to say that he has to bring a lot of sacrifices, and this is going to cost him a lot of money. And indeed, this is how the Ramah interprets this Gemara. If we look at Or HaChaim, Shulchan Aruch Or HaChaim, Simen Shem Lamadalat Sif Chaf Vav, the Ramah, Ramosha Israelis, writes that somebody who is liable today to bring a sin offering should give to charity Yud Ches Pshitim. He has to give 18 Pshitim. And Alter Rebbe, Shulchan Aruch Harav, writes in Sif Chaf Ches that this is the equivalent of a Sela from the Torah. So a person has to give a Sela. And what is the Sela? So the commentary Sefer Midos V'Shiurei Torah writes that a sela is equivalent to 17 grams of silver, which is, today silver is pretty cheap, so it's not that much money. But nevertheless, that is that a person who has to bring a sin offering should give that amount of money to charity. And so therefore, that's the idea, that a person who has done that should give that amount of money to charity. The Hagon Rav Chaim Noah, in his Kuntres on Shiurei Torah, he writes that actually it is not 17 grams of silver, but 19 grams of silver. And the Mishnah Berurah writes that a person has to be very careful when he's saying, when he gives this money to charity, he shouldn't say, I'm giving this money for the sake of a sin offering, but rather he should say, instead of bringing a sin offering, I'm giving money to charity. And that's the appropriate way to do it. And a person should say that you know, there's a phrase, a prayer we say, it's in our siddur. He says, may it be your will that God, that you accept this as a donation for me, to charity, and because I'm no longer able to bring those offerings today anymore. So I'm now, instead of bringing a sin offering, I'm bringing this as a tzedakah. And this accords with what the Chazal say in Menachos Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, that whoever engages in the study of Torah's Chatas, whoever engages in the study of a sin offering, it's as though they brought a sin offering itself. And so another idea that we should do, so we've seen one idea is to give charity, another idea is to study about a sin offering. A third idea is that a person should fast. The Rama brings this down, that people should fast. This is something that most people don't do today, but do these excessive fasts. But in time of the Rama, he recommends that people should fast 40 days. That indeed, the Dagal Marvava, Noda B'Yehuda, writes that all of this is if somebody violates a biblical sin, which where the punishment for that would be a Karban Chatas, an accidental sin where you'd have to bring the sin offering. However, if a person just violates a rabbinic commandment, that like Muktzah or something like that, then the person is not required to do such an intense repentance, and a smaller level of repentance is called for under those circumstances.